Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 1. Upa Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya for the first time. Srila Rupa Goswami, the younger brother of Sanatana Goswami, went to Prayag, the modern city of Allahabad, with his younger brother Vallabha. At that time, Rupa was known as the Birakas. When the two brothers heard that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there, they both became very happy and went to see Lord Chaitanya. At the time, Lord Chaitanya was on his way to visit the temple Bindu Madhava. On the way to the temple, Lord Chaitanya was chanting and dancing, and thousands of people were following Lord Chaitanya. Some of these people were crying, some were laughing, some were dancing, some were singing, and some were falling upon the ground offering obeisances to the Lord. But in all cases, all of them were roaring the holy name of Krishna. It is said that in spite of being at the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Yamuna, Prayag was never flooded until the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at which time the city was overflooded by love of Krishna. And so the two brothers, Rupa and Vallabha, stayed aloof in an uncrowded place, witnessing the great crowd and wonderful scene. When Lord Chaitanya danced, he raised his arms and shouted, "Hari Bol! Hari Bol!" The people all around Lord Chaitanya were astonished to see his wonderful activities. After visiting the temple Bindu Madhava, Lord Chaitanya accepted prasad, food offered to the deity, at the home of a Deccanist South Indian Brahmana. And while at the Brahmana's house, Lord Chaitanya was visited by Rupa and Vallabha. From a distance, the two brothers fell down upon the ground to offer obeisances, and they spoke many Sanskrit verses from the Vedas. And when Lord Chaitanya saw Rupa Goswami offering obeisances before him, Lord Chaitanya became very pleased and asked Rupa to get up. Lord Chaitanya then informed Rupa Goswami of the causeless mercy of Krishna upon him, for Krishna had just delivered Rupa from a materialistic way of life based simply on pound, shilling, pence. Lord Chaitanya thus accepted the two brothers as his own devotees and then cited one verse from the scriptures. Name bhaktas chatur vedi mad bhakta svapacha priya tasmai deyang tato grahyam satya pujo yatahi aham. This verse states that it is possible for a Brahmana who has studied the four Vedas to not be accepted as a devotee of the Lord, and that a pure devotee could come from even a very low family and yet be accepted by Krishna. Lord Chaitanya then embraced the two brothers and out of his causeless mercy touched their heads with his lotus feet. And being blessed in that way, the two brothers offered prayers to Lord Chaitanya in their own words, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvashe Namaha. This prayer indicated that Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indeed Krishna himself, and that he had assumed the form and fair complexion of Chaitanya and was thus known as Gauranga, the Golden One. Lord Chaitanya was thus the most munificent incarnation of Krishna because Lord Chaitanya was distributing love of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami also quoted one verse which was later to be found in the book Govinda Lilamrita. Yo gyanamatang bhu vanang dayalur ulaghayam api akoro pramattam swaprema sampat sudayad bhutehaṁ Sri Krishna Chaitanyam among prapadye. Let me surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya delivers those souls who are merged in ignorance and offers them the highest gift, love of Krishna, making them thus mad for Krishna consciousness. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 1. Rupa Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya for the first time. Recorded May 18, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.